You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As of 11 o'clock this morning, the quarterly labour force survey for the third quarter of 2025 released by Stats SA suggests that the official unemployment rate in South Africa decreased by 1.3 percentage points from 33.2% down to 31.9%. We're going to be taking a look at this and potentially seeing what this means for the South African economy. I'm joined on the line by economist at Momentum Investments, Sanisha Pakirisamy, to see what we make of these numbers. Sanisha, always lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Your initial thoughts around the unemployment figure? I suppose not a lot of people were expecting such a significant move.
Thank you, Jimmy, and good evening to all your listeners. Now, I think in general, we do have very weak jobs growth in South Africa, and we haven't really seen that economic growth has been inclusive as government has promised over the last number of years. And every so often we get a little bit of a blip higher in the jobs growth figures. But I think it's important to note that that unemployment rate that you mentioned earlier, once you include all the people that are what we call discouraged work seekers who have effectively just given up looking for a job, that expanded rate of unemployment remains quite high, north of 45%. And so in that context, we are still struggling with a very high level of joblessness in South Africa, leading to elevated rates of poverty and inequality.
Sanisha, perhaps you can help us kind of get a sense of the numbers. Can we get a sense of, as you said, the truer picture of what's going on? I mean, the discouraged work, discouraged job seekers, that number increased by a significant amount, I think around 36,000 people. Can we get a sense of not just the headline figure, but some of the more granular numbers around these latest jobs numbers?
Sure. So if we look at that increase in the number of jobs on a year-on-year basis, that was up at 109,000 and quarter-on-quarter up about 248,000. Now, year-on-year, I think the biggest contributor there was the financial services category. And if we look at the quarter-on-quarter, there was quite a big uptick that came through for the traded goods sectors and for the government. I think what really concerns me is the number of discouraged workers, which is now sitting very close to 3.5 million people in South Africa. And when you start to really drill down into the various sectors, the one that really holds the most concern is indeed the manufacturing sector. If we think back to the beginning of 2008, you know, manufacturing sector jobs contributed to around 15% of total employment in South Africa. And if we look at the latest data that was now released for the third quarter, the manufacturing sector, now contributes about 9% of total employment in South Africa. And so that shows us how the manufacturing sector and industrial activity has essentially been whittled away since the global financial crisis. We have seen, you know, the jobs growth in the community services, which is largely government jobs, that's been relatively strong together with financial services, things like the construction sector. And we know, you know, that economic activity has been quite downbeat over the last while. We haven't really seen any movement in jobs. If we look across the age distribution, levels of education, I think that there are some more startling numbers there that do give us a bit more insight into the underlying employment picture in South Africa.
Sanisha, when we look at how this then influences the economy, a lot of economic decisions are centered around, especially from a policy perspective, around creating jobs, around being able to have a workforce that is employed or employable. How does this now then shape that conversation? And how do we now start to understand in a bit more detail what is needed for that conversation?
I think a lot of it stems from, you know, the differences that we see across level of educational attainment. So we know that, you know, the less education that you have in South Africa, the less employable you are. But what is also concerning is that even if you have a tertiary sector education, there's still an unemployment level here of almost 11%. And so that, you know, does tie in with a picture that even with a high level of education, our workforce is not really being absorbed into the economy as effectively as it could. We've seen that the youth unemployment rate in South Africa is also quite substantial. For those between the ages of 15 and 24, that unemployment rate is sitting at 58%. And so when we're thinking about policies to address joblessness in South Africa, we have to center it around improving the education system, which we know is a very long-term structural reform. We need to look at how to absorb the youth in South Africa into the labor market. And we also need to address the racial inequalities. So if we look at the black unemployment rate in South Africa at 31.9% versus the white unemployment rate in South Africa of 8%, it does tell us a story of how we still need to create jobs for those in various sectors of the economy. I think what's really worrying at this stage is that once you are unemployed, you know, those that stay unemployed for what we call the long term, so more than a year, that's picked up to 77%. So 77% of the unemployed in South Africa have been unemployed for longer than a year. And that's, you know, is a picture that I think is quite startling for the youth of South Africa, because then it just reduces your chances of becoming employable.
Sanisha, before I let you go, I want to get your thoughts around how this potentially influences tomorrow's midterm budget policy statement. We know that these are the sorts of numbers that National Treasury does take into consideration when delivering their midterm as well as main budgets. How do we think this could potentially influence tomorrow's conversation, if at all? And how are you feeling ahead of tomorrow's conversation in terms of what we're expecting from Treasury?
Well, you know, I think that this does highlight the big concern that we have in terms of that tug of war between government spending priorities and having to adhere to fiscal prudence. We know that we've got demographic headwinds, deep inequality that push the fiscal demands beyond government's revenue raising capacity. And that is going to force some very difficult trade-offs. Fortunately, you know, coming into this budget, we do expect the revenue numbers to look a little bit better. We have been helped from a commodities perspective, a favorable terms of trade, because gold and platinum prices have done quite well. So mining profitability is contributing to those tax revenues on that side. We've also seen that the expenditure run rate has actually been a little bit softer. And so that could open up a little bit of fiscal room to maneuver. But I think in the medium to long term, you know, there are still some significant weak links in the fiscal chain, such as the state-owned enterprises and governance failures that we've seen there, together with the financial problems at South Africa's municipalities. And this means that those demands on the fiscus are ever growing into the medium to long term.
Certainly some important considerations from an employment and a jobs perspective, and one wonders where these considerations fit into conversations like the midterm budget policy statement. However, for now, we're going to leave this conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the economist at Momentum Investments, Sanisha Pakirisamy, for joining us to take a look at the latest unemployment figures released by Stats SA.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.